The modern educational system pays too much attention to knowledge and to the brain and does not give enough attention to spiritual development. People leave it to religious organizations and others to take care of. I don't think that's sufficient. Although all world religions have the potential to make a tremendous contribution to the development of a good heart, even that's not sufficient. Moreover, many people feel that religion is something that is old-fashioned or out of date, and religious people themselves are also at times a little too orthodox. They remain a little isolated from the real world and daily problems. Sometimes, many religious traditions, including the Tibetan tradition, place too much emphasis on ritual or ceremony without having a proper understanding of its meaning. Therefore, the religious contribution and influence are also limited. It is not enough to let just religious communities handle moral issues. The problems are usually too big, and the group of people who are to handle the problems too small or too weak. Take the case of the United States or some other countries. We can see clearly that they are facing some kind of moral crisis. They are either increasing their police force or seeking some other technical solution to their problems. Unless some positive developmental change occurs in each individual's heart, or unless there is some transformation there, it's very difficult to control external forces. Therefore, each of us, as a part of the human community, has the responsibility to do something for humanity. Because if the future of humanity is good, bright, and peaceful, we will all receive the benefit. If humanity degenerates morally, corruption, exploitation, bullying, and cheating will all take place, as a result of which society will suffer. Although there are laws and regulations in each country, mischievous people always find ways around them. If society's moral values and standards of behavior become negative, each of us will suffer. Therefore, the intentions of an individual are very much related to the interests of society. There is a definite correlation. We should not think that the problem is a huge one and that the individual is too small. My efforts will never have an effect on that immense problem is not the right way to think. The problem may be big, but if every individual takes the initiative, then there is a real chance. If each individual remains isolated, neutral, and indifferent, and expects dramatic change from others or from the sky or from meditation, that's ridiculous. Of course, prayer has its blessing and a limited effect. But the main effort must come from ourselves. Buddha and God have certainly had some kind of influence. But basically, each individual has to make an effort with complete confidence. Whether we achieve satisfactory results or not, it is logical and worthwhile to make an attempt. In spite of your constant effort, if you don't achieve the desired result, it doesn't matter. At least you will not have regrets. When unfortunate events occur due to our negligence, it is far worse and regrettable. Therefore, each of us must realize our potential and make the effort.